You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Take Taike.
Last week, Labour announced two new policies targeting youth offending, making ram raiding a new criminal offence and a promise to build two more youth justice residencies. The new offence would see offenders younger than 14 being tried and charged in the youth courts, carrying a maximum 10-year penalty. They could be placed in the new youth justice residencies, and while these residencies are designed for 17 and 18-year-old offenders, Calvin Davis could not rule out that 12 or 13-year-olds would be placed in them. These policies see us entering an election season where both major parties are campaigning on tough-on-crime measures. Te Pāti Māori have spoken out against punitive criminal justice policies and against serving those policies on rangatahi. I spoke to Takatai Kemp about using prison-like institutions to address children's behaviour, the drivers behind youth offending, and alternative approaches which centre manaaki and community. I started by asking her where Te Pāti Māori stood on Labour's proposed policies.
Well, amohi ake te oro o te iwi ka puta ki te whaiao. The health and well-being of our people is paramount, and that includes the safety of our tamariki mokopuna rangatahi, whānau hapu iwi. Te Pāti Māori has always been very clear about our stance around tamariki, mokopuna and rangatahi, that their voices must be heard, that their safety is paramount and is a priority for their well-being and a priority for Te Pāti Māori. So the latest, you know, news that we hear of Labour wanting to set up these new units and to set up new policy with Oranga Tamariki and police and how they handle youth offending, you know, we believe is another ploy around we're in election time. It's Labour's response to their tough-on-crime, you know, kōrero that they have, but is very similar to what is counteracting or the same as National and Act's presence around being tougher on crime. You know, for us at Te Pāti Māori, we always believe actually no one's taking that a deeper dive look at what is the root cause to youth offending and youth crime, and there needs to be more work around that. And I remember a couple of weeks ago when we spoke around the Oranga Tamariki, you know, the roof events and how Te Pāti Māori went to Korowai Manaaki. We've always said that we must listen to those voices of whānau, and we've already seen instances where these types of units do not work for our people.
To what extent is a new offence actually needed, considering that burglary is already a crime? So what gap does this fill?
Well, here's the thing, eh? Te Pāti Māori don't even believe that we need to be looking at, you know, setting up these new units. We've been saying for a long, long time that these units do not work for our people. And we've seen this. The system has failed us. And if we look about the treatment of Māori and how our tamariki mokopuna have been looked after in these spaces, we have seen many instances where this hasn't worked for us. And if we go back to the roof incident, you know, before that, there was the sexual violence on Oranga Tamariki staff down in Christchurch with the event of those rangatahi getting on a roof. We then come back up here to Tamaki Makaurau in South Auckland and Wiri with the roof incidents as well, but also with the filming that came out of these of staff members of Oranga Tamariki filming rangatahi fighting inside these units. They're not working for our people. We've always said very clearly that this needs to change and they need to be closed down.
And I guess just considering how rangatahi are treated within these units, one thing that a new law does do that the crime of burglary doesn't is that it will allow offenders younger than 14 to be charged and tried. And similarly, the residencies are designed for 17 and 18-year-olds, but Calvin Davis did not rule out that 12 or 13-year-olds could be placed in them. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, are punitive measures really the best way to address the behaviour of children?
Well, we've always said that these units, these laws, these policies do not work for our people. They don't support the nature of how we should manaaki, tamariki, mokopuna, rangatahi. There's lots of evidence that show this. And if we go back to the review that was held of Oranga Tamariki, there were whānau voices in there that shared their narrative about being in state care, because essentially there are tamariki that are going to come under the care of the state, Oranga Tamariki of police law, being charged in these units. This is not the place to bring up tamariki mokopuna. And we're very clear about that for Te Pāti Māori.
What actually motivates ram raids?
So I've actually had the experience of working with Ram Raiders, you know, and having them come into our service, especially at Manurewa Wamarai and across, actually, our whānau ora network here in Tamaki Makaurau, across Te Paihiranga or Tamaki. A lot of these rangatahi come into our services and come into our services when they've been introduced into the oranga tamariki space. Oranga tamariki are unable to actually find places, find support networks for these rangatahi. And a lot of these kids actually tell us actually they're bored. Like I said, hey, we've got to get down to what is the root cause of ram raiding, of youth crime. A lot of it, crimes of poverty. We call it pohara. These are crimes of whānau that have been pohara. And a lot of times, instances, these families, it's intergenerational. And if we think about our tamariki, when they're in whānau that have already been part of the system, whether they've been part of oranga tamariki, whether they've been part of the justice systems around, and have parents, grandparents that have been incarcerated and in our jails, and a lot of our whānau are those whānau that are represented in those areas. It's our kids that are suffering from this. They're crimes of poverty.
And what's throwing these kids into this quasi-prison going to do for poverty and social alienation?
Well, a lot of times these kids tell us they're bored because the system has failed them. Education system doesn't work for them either. You know, there are other ways that we need to find to engage in finding wellbeing solutions for our rangatahi. You know, there is a network out there, Te Paihiranga o Tamaki, whānau water providers. There are a lot of community networks across Tamaki Makaurau that actually have solutions. And these solutions are actually given and driven by these young people. You know, the thing that we know of years of experience working with rangatahi, they like to make, they want to be engaged, but they want to be engaged with people that they trust, people that care for them, and people that will look after them and love them. And those are the types of support networks that our rangatahi are looking for. You know, for us at Te Pāti Māori, you know, we're building a new movement. We're creating and developing He Aotearoa Hau, a new Aotearoa. And we say, what does that look like? What does He Aotearoa look like, you know, for our whānau, for our tamariki mokopuna rangatahi? Whānau hapu iwi, it's how we look after you on our marae. We will show you, we will welcome you, we will care for you, we will feed you, we will house you, we will love you. And those are the types of values that manaaki, to manaaki our whānau, that our whānau are looking for. He Aotearoa Hau.
So could values like manaaki and also these more sort of grassroots organisations, these community organisations, could this ground an alternative approach to youth offending?
And definitely, you know, if we take COVID, for example, there was an opportunity there where Māori providers stood up and provided a response. A lot of our Māori partners have solutions, have responses, and that's normal for them to, they know their community. You know, it's local community providing local solutions, and that's what this can do for them. And they have the answers. We just don't look into it enough. But putting another law or another policy on top to locking up our tamariki, our mokopuna, isn't the answer.
Labour have said that these youth justice units will also provide rehabilitative support, seeming to try to differentiate this policy from National's boot camp policy. Is this a meaningful difference?
Well, the current system and the current units are meant to be providing rehabilitation at the present. It's not working. And so why would you put another unit on top of this to say that they're going to provide rehabilitation when it currently doesn't work? We need a new system. We need a new way of working with oranga tamariki. We need to provide another solution for an Aotearoa Hau.
And surely rehabilitative support can be provided outside of this carceral context.
Yeah, locking up our tamariki mokopuna isn't the answer.
How would Te Tiriti fold into an alternative approach to youth offending?
Well, Te Tiriti is our founding document, our founding building blocks to be able to provide the solutions and, I guess, framework for these types of services, programs for our rangatahi. And it's all in the way that we work and we frame these things. We have mātauranga Māori practices that can help. And we've got to be able to find these these solutions to be able to work here Aotearoa hau. If we go back to the tiriti and those foundation values that we have as Māori and put them into practice. I think the other thing is too, we don't want to see another mainstream organisation given a Māori name. You know, those sorts of things. You got to provide, you got to have value. You know, believe in us, believe in you, believe in Māori and be proud to be Māori so that we have the answers for these programs and for these responses for our kids. We know how to take care of our tamariki. But again, locking them up, putting them in separate units is not the answer to the manaakitanga and well-being that we want for the future for an Aotearoa hau.
And just thinking about how these alternative policies could be realised in practice, if the two major parties agree on being tough on crime, what space does that leave for more caring policies to operate?
It doesn't. It doesn't. Like I said, you know, locking up our kids, putting them in units, isn't the answer for the generation of whānau that we want to grow and build and develop for he Aotearoa hau. That's not showing love, that's not showing careness, it's not showing kindness to our people. Tamariki should not be locked up. And that's just it. They should not be locked up inside these units. These units are exactly like a prison. Yeah, there is no rehabilitation inside a prison network.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp talking about Labour's youth offending policies and how to address youth offending without using prisons.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.